Lord Jesus, good morning. Thank you for this Wednesday morning that you blessed us with. As I sit in the parking lot of Wild Eggs, Lord, I'm excited. I'm excited about what you have in store for myself and for the listeners today. Lord, that this is your day. And so we give you this day and we just ask you to use us and move us in a direction that helps us get to know you better. That we would be a light, in a very dark time, Lord. So we just love you. I thank you for Jeff, for his friendship and his leadership. Just ask you to bless him and Mel and his kids and grandkids, and just help him feel your presence this morning, Lord. We just love you. Amen. Jeff Barber, good morning. Thank you for your leadership again, my friend.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, and good morning to the tribe this morning. Blessings to you and those who perhaps are listening at a different time.
Yep.
As well. Thank you for asking me, Jerry. I as you have said before, you don't really have to twist my arm, but it's close. But in this particular topic, as you put it out there as a possibility, and then you kicked it off with Justin Monday, and you, yeah. I just thought about it, and greeting and how we approach people and how many people we approach on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, and how we go about it is so important. So I really appreciate the opportunity to delve into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And guys too, Jeff, that, you know, I look at you and I say, gosh, Jeff's, you know, 64. He's really good at this. And so you've become, you are, and you've become unconsciously competent at it. So it'll be interesting to hear your insight on how you have developed these skills.
Well, I think I appreciate that, Jerry, but I also believe that I'm learning something new every day. You know, sometimes you get a little too comfortable in your skin and you go about it as if it's, you don't have to think through it, or you don't have to ponder or put any amount of attention to it. And I think that's when I can slip and perhaps say something in one of my greetings that isn't really appropriate. You get, you know, again, it might be because I'm feeling comfortable within that environment that I find myself, but I've got to be real careful. I think a lot of times, especially us men, I'm going to say, sarcasm can kind of creep in. And, you know, when you get comfortable and you think you have to be the funny one, or you have to be the entertainer when you start a conversation or, you know, some type of meeting, then I think you have to be very careful because you never know what the other person's going through. And so as good as I might think I am at times at this, or I get that feeling, well, I did that pretty good, I have to take a step back and really remember that it's not me that needs to be projected, but it's the spirit in me. And, you know, before I go into a couple of these examples, and there's actually several, I mean, I've jotted down four or five examples of where we might as Christians greet people every day. And, before I go into it, I just want to hit a couple of scriptures and maybe bring a few more in as we go. But the first one that came to my mind and my heart with this was Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Mm. And I think that's a wonderful scripture. A lot of times we reflect on that and we think just whatever we do in our workplace or whatever we do at home. And that's all accurate. We should keep that scripture close to our heart and close to our mind. And we should be doing everything as we're working for the Lord and not for others. But we don't think about that perhaps for greeting. Mm-hmm. We just kind of go into something and before you know it, it might be just us trying to impress somebody instead of exactly what that scripture says, we need to approach it as if we're working for the Lord. Whatever we do, work at it with all of our heart as working for the Lord. So greeting somebody, the first impression that we give to perhaps a new person that's coming into our life, whether it be through a business transaction or let's say at a restaurant, we have to be realizing continually as Christians that we are doing it as if we're working for the Lord, not for anybody else. And then the other one that really came, popped into my mind is, and I've heard others on this, on the PSPs share and talk about the Spirit. And, you know, when we become believers, when we become followers of Jesus, when we get born again, we have the Holy Spirit in us, gifted to us. And, you know, in Galatians 5:22, it's a very familiar passage. It lists the fruit of the Spirit, and it is this: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if you look at all of those fruits, if you will, the fruit of the Spirit, if we are calling upon the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, He gives us these fruits. He's the one that gives us the ability to exhibit love and to be joyful and to be patient when we have those troubling situations, and to exude kindness and to be gentle, to have self-control. And as we have these different opportunities on a daily basis to greet others, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit that He would give us the ability to be who He calls us to be, and to be the person that He desires us to be right there on the spot. So with that said, I just want to just kind of hit on these real quick. It's going to be quick. We could talk on this forever, but we don't have that time. You know, in a phone greeting, it's interesting. I talk to new people every day on the phone, and I think it's really important to be professional, but also come across in a kind, gentle way, not being forceful and not trying to get off the phone quickly. I think there's sometimes we take those phone calls, we want to do it and get off of it and get going, get to the next thing. And I think people can read you on that. And I think we have to be careful on how we do that and making sure that we're listening to them as we're greeting them as well. Not being forceful, but being somebody that is friendly and is kind and is patient on the phone. So many times we want to get off the phone, and that can blow up in our face if we're not careful. We can insult people. We can hurt people. We have to be cautious of that. You know, another opportunity that a lot of us as business people have, and or just in our daily walk, is how we greet people in restaurants. You know, it's interesting. You just never know who's listening and how they're listening, what they're taking in. And I remember this, Jerry. I remember the first time that I heard you say this, and it was probably now 20 years ago. We were sitting at a restaurant in Florence one day, and you asked the server for their name. And then it ensued in conversation after the server left. We were just talking about it. And I remember you saying that you typically ask the server what their name is every time you sit down, and if they don't give us their name. And that hit me, and that I've done that pretty much ever since then. Why? Because they're serving us. They're at the table, but what an impression you can make upon them, and to possibly have an opportunity to minister to them. And you don't go into the restaurant thinking, I'm going to minister to somebody today. But if that opportunity comes about, why not? You're serving, you're working for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do, is look for opportunities. We might not go with that intent. We're going there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're desiring that server to let us eat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's amazing in that greeting. If we take time to greet the server, ask them their name, it's amazing what can come of that. The other night, Melody and I were eating with another couple in a restaurant, and we had done that, got her name, and just through conversation, coming back and forth to the table, and her walking past the table, she at one time in that night said, "What church do you all go to?" We hadn't talked about church to her at all, but yeah, somehow, some way,
yeah,
she had heard us and had was close enough to us to gain that confidence to ask us that. And she was a new believer. We had a great conversation, and I thank God for placing us there at that time. Another time that we have opportunities to greet people that's a little different than the average person is, I'm going to say this because I am actually one of them, how we greet older people. It's amazing the difference between greeting a younger person out on the street and perhaps greeting an older person. I'm going to say older being 64 years of age and older. I was on staff at a church for a period of time in my life, and I had a blessing, an opportunity to not oversee the senior ministry there, but I participated regularly in that position. And it was just awesome to get to know older people. But I realized quickly how important it was to recognize them in a different way in the greeting, and finding something to acknowledge about them that you admired was so important.
Yeah.
And that they gained confidence. You could see them light up when you recognize something and you said something to them about what you admired of them, and how much of a difference that makes. And perhaps an older person that's struggling and doing things, maybe living by themselves after a period of time because of lost loved ones. But making that difference in an older person's life just by recognizing something that is positive that you see in their life, how important that is. Another one that I reflect on regularly is Melody and I are blessed with 8 grandkids, and that is, if you don't have grandkids, and hopefully that you will someday, that is an unbelievable. And Jerry, you're new grandfather, and the greeting's not quite what it's going to be in another year or so,
mm-hmm.
but just to see the door open and the grandkids run in and greet us, how that makes one feel is unbelievable. And I think about that, and I think that's, and not necessarily in that manner, in that form, but that's how we should be greeting each other. We should be that excited when we come in contact with a friend or an acquaintance or even a business person. Not that we're going to run up to them and do what the grand, but the excitement of actually seeing somebody exuding that, a childlike greeting.
Sorry.
Could be very special in a personal life and in our business life.
Sorry.
And who wouldn't want that? That's just very special. The last thing I'm going to hit on,
mm-hmm.
before we close, is what I get to do pretty much every day, or at least 5 days a week, is I do get to go into other people's homes. And I meet contractors there, and I meet homeowners there. And it's an opportunity every single day to make an impact or make an impression on them. Not for me, and not for really, not maybe necessarily a luring glass. although Alluring Glass will get the benefit of this. Mm-hmm. But if I approach that, or if we approach our business contacts, our business opportunities, as if we're working for the Lord, just think of the opportunities that come about that we can share Jesus with them in some manner or form. It doesn't have to be direct, but somehow, some way, if you can show them in your heart, in your actions, that you are indeed a follower of Jesus, they're going to see a difference in you.
Yep.
And when I go into people's homes, one of the first things I do is I recognize something that I can point out that is impressive to them. Mm-hmm. And throughout, and as we walk towards the area that we're going to be discussing, I attempt, and as long as it's safely done, I attempt to carry on a conversation, perhaps about the pictures on the wall, about their family, mm-hmm. Something that brings that down to a personal level and not a business level. Even though we're there to do business, I think there's an awful lot of opportunities out there to do personal time and to make a difference in people's lives. And I think we really need to look for those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities when they come our way.
That's good, man. That's good, Jeff. And just very quickly, knowing you professionally, before I knew you personally, one of the things that struck me as you were the general manager at Five Seasons is that you always created the impression that you had time to greet people. And I know that's probably part of your job, but you did that very well. That I can remember meeting you for the first few encounters and feeling like, gosh, this guy is actually willing to carve out some time out of his schedule to greet me. So anyway, you do this well, Jeff. All right. Being sensitive to time, pray us into the rest of our Wednesday, my friend.
Okay. Father God, we do indeed thank you for another day of life, another day of opportunity that you give us, Lord, that we would be your representative, your hands and feet in the position that you place us, in the place on this earth that you place us. Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to be have our eyes and our ears open to opportunities to share Jesus with others, whether it just be through a simple greeting. Yeah. Help us to be more loving, more caring, more kind, more patient. Yeah. As we reach out to those we come in contact with. Father, I pray blessings upon those who are listening to this today and those who are listening to this at a different time. And just give each of us the strength and the courage to be all you created us to be. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well done, Jeff. Love you guys.